From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama's tax cut compromise with Republicans will be put to the test in the Senate within hours. Lawmakers will hold a procedural vote on a deal to extend tax cuts by an additional 2 years for everyone. That includes the wealthiest Americans, a part of the compromise a number of Democrats strongly oppose as unfair and unsustainable. But President Obama struck the deal last week in exchange for the GOP's support to extend unemployment insurance for millions of Americans. More children, including low-income students, will have access to healthier school lunches and dinners under a new law President Obama signed today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that the First Lady joined her husband for the much-anticipated signing at a Washington, D.C. elementary school.
It was a short motorcade from the White House to Tubman Elementary School, where lawmakers, students, and the First Lady joined President Obama to sign the Child Nutrition Bill into law. The president noted that this is one of the few bills that passed with bipartisan support.
It reminds us that no matter what people may hear about how divided things are in Washington, we can still come together and agree on issues that matter for our children's future and for our future as a nation.
The bill aims to fight childhood obesity by making school meals healthier and making those meals available to more low-income students. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
U.S. Envoy Richard Holbrooke is said to be in critical but stable condition at a hospital in Washington, D.C. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's traveling in Canada, confirmed the 69-year-old's medical status. Holbrooke has been at George Washington University Hospital since Friday, where he was admitted for surgery to repair a torn aorta. In another sign of turmoil at the top of Iran's political leadership, the Iranian news agency reports President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has sacked Foreign Minister Manoushehr Motaki. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this from Dubai.
The state news agency said Ahmadinejad released a letter of appreciation for Motaki's years of service as Iran's top diplomat and named Ali Akbar Salehi as caretaker foreign minister. Salehi is head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization. There was no reason given for the abrupt change. Analysts say Motaki and Ahmadinejad have had sharp policy differences in the past, and rumors of Motaki's imminent resignation circulated in 2007 and again in 2008. Motaki is said to be unhappy with the recent rise of hardliner Esfandiar Rahim Mashai, Ahmadinejad's chief of staff, who is seen by some as the president's preferred successor. Still, analysts say the abruptness of the move was surprising. According to the Fars news agency, Mataki's firing came while he was on an official trip to Senegal. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Dubai.
Still seeing gains in U.S. stocks at last check. The Dow is up 56 points at 11,467. Nasdaq up 2 at 2640. This is NPR. Authorities are searching snow-covered areas of northwest Indiana for stranded motorists, some of whom have been stuck in the snow for as long as 12 hours. Lieutenant Chris Eckert of the Porter County Sheriff's Department says it may take most of this day to get everyone out.
It's going to take us quite a while. We're responding to every report we have and attempting to get there, and the weather continues. We're still receiving heavy snow and high winds.
The storm that slammed through much of the Midwestern U.S. over the weekend shut down major highways in several states and forced more than 1,600 flight cancellations in and out of Chicago. The New York Giants and Minnesota Vikings will play a hastily rescheduled football game tonight. The teams were set to face off yesterday in Minneapolis, but will instead play at Detroit's Ford Field. Michigan Radio Sarah Swick has more.
The originally scheduled Vikings-Giants game was canceled after heavy snow collapsed the roof of the Minneapolis Metrodome. The NFL quickly rescheduled the game for Detroit's indoor Ford Field. The Detroit Lions offered free tickets for the game, and thousands of fans lined up in single-digit temperatures outside Ford Field. But due to what they called the overwhelming response, the Ford Field box office stopped giving out tickets around 10 this morning. Lions officials say fans with tickets to the original Vikings-Giants game will be guaranteed preferred seating tonight. People with tickets to yesterday's Lions-Green Bay Packers game can also get in. Those fans and the free ticket holders will be admitted on a first-come, first-serve basis. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
Steady rise in U.S. stocks. Dow's now up 60 at 11,467. NASDAQ up slightly at 2,640. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.